Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you. In fact, it's an evening this side, Dr. Atolabe.
Good afternoon and evening. All greetings.
Lovely. Are you well?
Praise the Lord. I'm on top of it.
Lovely. Great. I'm happy that you are definitely on top of the game. Thank you so much for joining us and hoping that your week has been good too.
Praise the Lord.
Now, we want to talk about the spiritual and the physical health, and want to address the two dimensions that are that we are most familiar with, the physical health and the spiritual health. And these dimensions are often coupled together because they are intimately connected. Romans 12 verse 1 says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Then 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20 reinforces, for you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are reminded in these verses and other scriptures, of course, that our physical experience is related to our spiritual testimony. But we want to hear from the scientific side, from the doctor, what is the connection, Doc, between our spirituality and our physical health, and how does spirituality affect physicality?
Yes, absolutely. It's a wonderful thing.
Mm.
Spirituality and our physical life.
Yep.
Like you said, they are well interconnected.
Mm.
They are well what is the word? They are intimately related. That's the word I'm looking for. Yes, spirituality can affect the physical body. In fact, science has actually established it.
Mm.
For instance, if I have a loving savior, it reduces stress.
Okay.
It enhances relaxation, prayer, meditation, mindfulness, and even the ritual of religion. They activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the system that has to do with the rest, digestion. So it reduces cortisol level.
Mm.
Cortisol is the stress hormone. So it lowers blood pressure.
Mm.
It improves immunity. It slows heart rate.
Mm.
Therefore, better sleep. So we know all those things are plus for physical health.
Mm-hmm.
So to promote a healthy lifestyle, we should have, as you rightly quoted, the Spirit of the Lord.
Yep.
Because the verse 19 before the one you quoted says, know ye not that your body is the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
So if our body can be filled by the Holy Spirit, that means the body will be in the best of health.
Mm.
For instance, those who have spiritual beliefs, they are encouraged to take care of their body.
Yes.
Now, if you know your body is a temple of God, you take care of it. You don't put harmful substances.
Yeah.
You don't do drugs, alcohol. Harmful substances, you avoid them. Because you know that this body is the temple of God. So, with lowered substance abuse, improved nutrition, exercise habits, longer expectancy, then spirituality improves sense of purpose, belonging, resilience during difficult times. It buffers against anxiety, depression, and trauma. So the more we are close to God, the more we take care of this body. So that is one avenue by which spirituality affects the physical health. So the emotion, which is so key in physical health, is better managed when we are religious. That is when we are spiritual minded. So for chronic stress, which weakens immunity, spiritual practices like gratitude, forgiveness, compassion, they actually reduce inflammation.
Ooh.
Therefore, boost immunity.
Mm,
mm. You know, the key to all good health is strong immunity. You can't have cancer if you have a strong immunity. In fact, the cancer cells will come and your immunity will throw them out.
Mm.
You not even know they came. So this is how spirituality has been found to influence physical health.
Mm-hmm.
There is enough evidence. Long-term spiritual practices, they enhance physical health.
Mm.
So there is more attention, regulation, self-awareness. So the prefrontal cortex is in good shape.
Yeah.
But when the physical health is not taken care of, most of the time the person does not care about God.
Mm.
So spirituality influences how an individual perceive and cope with pain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that, yes, the two, they are very related.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there wouldn't have been any argument about it, because it's like everybody should know that.
Yeah, yeah.
With meditation, with prayer, forgiveness, reduce heart disease, better heart rate, lower blood pressure, good blood pressure regulation, mm-hmm. as in fact. But the problem is individuals can be involved in religion that is rigid, guilt-inducing belief systems. They negatively affect health.
Mm.
They increase anxiety or shame. So there are many people who profess faith, but they are not committed. In heart and mind, they are doing something else. And so people may see them and think that, oh, this person is spiritual. And why is this person having this type of problems?
Mm-hmm.
It's because we can't read heart. But many who may even profess that they don't know God may actually be in good health.
Mm.
So when we talk about the vice versa, could it be that a person is physically fit and yet not spiritual?
Mm-hmm.
It is possible.
Oh.
Why? God is long-suffering.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God is long-suffering. And he doesn't hit a person down because the person does not accept him.
Yeah.
So many people may be in good health and may not profess to follow any religious practices.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as I was beginning to say, Jesus gave a parable, the parable of the sower.
Yeah.
It's in Luke 8 and Matthew 13. He said there are four types of soil: the hard path, rocky, thorny, and good soil.
Mm.
Well, we expect everybody to be good soil, but that's not always the case. So when whatever is going on in a person's heart, it could be a hard path, it could be rocky, it could be thorny, and the person may be claiming to be spiritual.
Mm.
So this is where controversy comes in,
mm-hmm. yeah.
because we don't always have the truth. We don't know what is going on. But something is starting.
Mm.
Enough scientific research has been done that if we choose the path of God, the path of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be in good health.
Mm.
If we are sincere, we will have that benefit, the blessing. Isn't it thought, John, that this God desires that we be in health, even as our soul prospers? So as our soul is prospering, so shall our health.
Mm.
So we know that spirituality enhances good health. We know that one for sure. Scientifically proven.
Mm.
Prayer makes a lot of difference. People who are prayed for, they usually heal. And I know of cases, I've read of cases of where family members are those who are maybe elders of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, no, we are not praying for that person. Because the person has been possibly living in so much open sin that they felt it would be wrong to endorse that person's life and pray for the person for life. And there's one chapter that I love in Ministry of Healing, the book Ministry of Healing by Ellen G. White.
Mm-hmm.
It's about praying for the sick. That is, when we pray for the sick, we should pray according to the will of God.
Mm.
Do you know the story of Hezekiah? He was very sick. And he was prayed for. And God gave him 15 more years. It was during those 15 years that he gave birth to the most dangerous, evil son.
Mm.
So sometimes we need to pray that God's will be done.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, God wants us to be in health. That is his desire. He really wants us to be in health. So if scientific research consistently supports the idea
mm-hmm.
that spirituality can possibly influence physical health, of course, through various mechanisms,
mm-hmm.
stress reduction, improved coping strategies, enhanced quality of life, yes, we can say indeed it's straightforward. But for the other things I mentioned, we don't know the heart. We don't know what is really going on in the person. And we don't know who sinned. You know, remember the story Jesus told. They asked that, who is at fault? Look at this man. And Jesus said, it is for the glory of God. So sometimes a person can be sick to be able to glorify God. I know of those, let me not say those, some people, like if you look at the life of this hymn writer, Fanny Crosby, wrote many beautiful hymns. And she was blind. But she was a blessing to the world.
Yeah.
So either way we look at it, God has a purpose for everything.
True.
So for the person that definitely from the heart loves God and still has some physical health problem, we should leave it to God. And for those who are enjoying health, and from all observation, we know they don't love God, we leave it to God too. He knows what he's doing. Maybe he will meet that person on the road as he met Saul of Tarsus. Who knows? So, but one thing is sure, and that is emphasis. The more we are close to God, the more we enjoy better health for the reasons that we have mentioned. Spirituality enhances good health. So if we are to choose what to do, we should choose that I will love the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I won't be selfish just because he will give me good health, but because I love him. And then the other things will follow in the tree, because he may choose for the glory of his name that the person will go through physical problems in order to glorify him. I have read the story of the prophet that told God, I may become proud if I begin to do these wonderful things that prophets do. And she wrote the story that God told her that it is by her sickness that she will remain humble. And all her life, she suffered a lot. So either way, let's just love the Lord and trust him. Let's live for God. Let's enjoy whatever it is our portion. Good health or not too good health, whatever it is, we will love the Lord and serve him and let him take all the glory so that our spirituality is true and sincere.
Yes.
And not just based on the benefits. Yes.
Wow. Beautiful and mouthful. Thank you so much, Doc, for this. And, you know, because we always wonder, and I know we're hearing it from a medical person confirming to us that indeed the two are intertwined. Thank you so much, Doc, for coming through. As always, always, always a blessing and a pleasure to speak to you. Have a fantastic Sabbath ahead.
Thank you. I wish you the same.
Lovely. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.